I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Beijing Olympic Games have begun. They started with a spectacular opening ceremony in the now famous Bird's Nest Stadium. Despite all the pregame tensions over China's environmental and human rights record, the ceremony went off without a hitch. It was an expression of Chinese national pride, underscored at one point by the notes of the Chinese national anthem. Dozens of heads of state were in the stands, including President Bush. They cheered and waved as athletes from across the globe paraded into the stadium. More than 90,000 spectators were on hand for the most expensive and elaborate Olympic opening ceremony ever. And in the end, fireworks lit up the night sky. Well, the BBC's Tom Fordyce was there. In fact, he was there for the whole four-hour extravaganza inside the Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing. So, Tom, did the opening ceremonies live up to your expectations? I mean, if you had to pick a few adjectives to describe it, what words would you use?
Beijing certainly went to town on this, I mean, as we knew they would. And I would say the most spectacular things were when you had these enormous choreographed dancing going on. I mean, the countdown to the start of the ceremony involved 2008 drummers all hammering away at their drums. And as they hit the drums, they lit up to create this incredible strobe effect across the floor of the stadium. And that was something I'll never forget.
Right. Well, you were commenting on this while you were Twittering or microblogging during the ceremony, which a lot of people
do
from their cell phones. I'd like to read a couple of them and feel free to elaborate as I read them. It's almost like being at some sort of mystical rave. The scale of it is almost frightening, although the fireworks are tremendous.
Yeah, at one stage you looked around, you've got 90-odd thousand people in the stadium. It's pitch black. Everyone's waving these torches. You had a huge number of dancers dressed in luminous green costumes with sort of brightly coloured light bulbs lighting up all over themselves, and some quite portentous music, sort of big dramatic music. And the closest equivalent I could think of that was when I was a slightly younger man in my raving days. And it was in some ways a strange comparison, but that's what it was. It was this overwhelming pageant for the senses, for the eyes, for the ears. That's exactly how it felt.
All right, here's another tweet. 49 minutes until kickoff, hotter than the World Sauna Championships in here. Was it?
Yeah, it was. Well, you know, we were talking a lot beforehand about the, you know, the Olympic cauldron, what it would look like, but I think most of us felt we were in the Olympic cauldron at one stage. And I would say it felt a lot hotter when you had those 15,000 performers all dancing around just a few feet away from you and 90,000 people waving their torches and any numbers of media with their TVs on and their computers churning out huge numbers of heat. It was incredible. I mean, I've never done the World Sauna Championships. I've got a friend who has done it. I think they start you off at 110 degrees in that one.
What is that? But, is that in Finland?
It is in Finland, right. Yeah. I think it's taking place this weekend, actually, in a nice
no
little
kidding.
Echo. Yeah, yeah. Never been won by a non-Finn, apparently, the World Sauna Championships.
I'll bet. All right, here's the last tweet I will excerpt from. First sight of Rafa Nadal, that would be the Spanish Wimbledon champion from this year, waiting outside the stadium looking hot in the temperature sense. President Bush now looking a touch bored. Wasn't enjoying himself?
Do you know, I almost felt sorry for President Bush at one stage because he set himself down at sort of 5-8. You know, he's got a decent round of applause along with Jacques Rogge, who's the IOC president. And then, obviously, it's quite a long ceremony. And he was sitting there very smartly initially in his jacket and his tie. Vladimir Putin strolled over. His jacket was off already. And I think at that stage, the president thought, right, well, maybe I can take my jacket off. Started looking a bit more comfortable. And I think he probably enjoyed the first hour, which is the sort of the spectacular choreography and the performance you see. You then have an hour and 50 minutes of the world's athletes coming into the stadium very, very slowly. And with the best will in the world, you know, when you've got to sort of K in the alphabet and you realise that you've still got at least half the world's athletes
right,
to come through, yeah, then you do start to flag. And I did glance up at the giant screen and I think the president had a little low moment just before the Spain team came in. I think he was thinking, like, to be honest, I quite fancy having a cold glass of water and some air conditioning rather than watching the Djibouti team walk slowly around the outfield.
What is the last team to come on the field? Would it be Zimbabwe? What comes after Zimbabwe? And do they even have a team there?
Interestingly, whilst they did it in alphabetical order, it was in Mandarin alphabetical order. You always start off with the last nation to host the game. So we had the Greek team coming in first, and you always finish with the current host team. So China came in last. But in between, countries came in the order of the number of strokes it takes to write their name in Mandarin. So we had Gabon in first. And traditionally, it's Australia, where everyone's used to seeing the Australians come in an enormous team all waving and smiling at the crowds, but we had Gabon this time. So the the normal order was upset.
All right, well, enjoy the games. What's next for you? What sport or event are you really eager to see?
Well, this is the fun bit, really. You have the sort of phony war before it all starts. and now's the fun bit. Now, finally, after 4 years of waiting, the good stuff starts. So I'm going to try and get myself out to the men's road race cycling tomorrow, because that promises to be pretty good. And then, of course, it's the swimming. So I'm quite keen to see Michael Phelps in action. The good stuff starts now, really. It's the fun times.
Have a great time. The BBC's Tom Fordyce in Beijing. Thanks, and we'll speak in the weeks ahead.
Thanks, Marco.